You who are regulars here know that I'm a widower, and when I was ordained a deacon, once in a while I would hear my wife say, "Honey, you're not a deacon in this house." I know a bit how Jesus felt when he was rejected by his own townspeople. So here's Jesus returning to Nazareth shortly after his baptism by John the Baptist and his temptation in the desert by Satan. Remember that 40 days he was out. And now he's just beginning his Galilean ministry. Nazareth was his hometown. They were probably very accustomed to hearing Jesus stand up and take his turn as a lecturer and reading the scripture in the synagogue, as was their custom on the Sabbath. But something was different this day. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." At first, they were impressed, but then they turned on him. Jesus responded to them, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place." And they became so enraged that they tried to kill him. Some parishes can be like Nazareth. And they can turn on Jesus and their prophets, not welcoming Jesus or strangers or lepers or visitors. And these parishes can become intimidating places instead of welcoming communities. It happens. You'll often notice people who come to church and try and stay as far away from the altar as they can, as they seem to appear intimidated by the presence in front of the altar. They don't want to be seen, perhaps. There's something here intimidating to them. They don't want to be presumed to be members, or perhaps they lack the faith and the courage to show that they want to be embraced by the community, that they're ready to embrace the community. And they just want to be invisible. A lot of people come to church, they just want to be invisible. But our Catholic faith is not an invisible faith. Our Catholic faith is not a private affair. This is not the place of rugged American individualism. That's not what our church is. We're Catholic Americans. We're not American Catholics. We grow our faith around community. Communion is part of the essence of our Catholic faith. Communion with God, communion with one another, communion in community. So what is a parishioner? Let's take a closer look. And hopefully they're not like the people in Nazareth who rejected Jesus. Physically, everyone belongs to a specific geographic parish. Pope Francis belongs to the parish of the Vatican. I'm proud to be a parishioner of Sacred Heart Catholic Church. This is my parish. Physically, I belong to this parish. Geographically, I belong to this parish. Spiritually, I belong to this parish. What I have to share belongs to this parish. This is my parish. In my diocesan church, founded by Jesus upon the apostles, I promised obedience to my bishop in this diocese. This is my diocese. This is my church. I belong here. I encounter and embrace Jesus here, here in this parish. You can count on me. I don't want that to be a doubt. You may see my faults, but my heart is, this is my parish. I want to be here with you. I want to serve with you. You may recall when I first came to Sacred Heart Parish in my first homily, I told you, I came here to fall in love with you. That was 6 years ago. And I didn't know what that falling in love with looked like, but that I came here to fall in love with you. And I have, and it's been a unique experience, and it's fulfilled me in ways that I was hoping it would. You can count on me and my love for our parish. I don't want to be just a clanging gong like St. Paul was saying, without love, just a priest in a suit. You can count on me. A membership in a church is both spiritual and physical. The sacraments of initiation bring us into full membership in the church, and includes baptism, Eucharist, and confirmation. And confirmation completes the grace of baptism by a special outpouring of the gifts of the Spirit, and we share those gifts with each other. We live our sacramental life here in the church together, and from here we take that faith out to the rest of the world. But the refill is here. The recharge is here. Our church is built upon St. Peter's faith in the church. When they had scandal, and Jesus said to the apostles, "Are you going to leave me too?" And his response was, "Where would we go? Where would we go? You have the words of eternal life." We mature in faith through our apostolic church. We encounter Jesus in our church and through our church. We are saved in the sacramental life of our church. We claim the parish as our spiritual home, our spiritual family. We encounter others here, even strangers, and we need to learn to make them feel welcome here in our parish. And we learn to welcome them as we would welcome Jesus. There has to be a similarity in that. And then we go out into the world from our parish to build up God's kingdom. Remember in the book of Isaiah, we hear, "I hear the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Here I am, I said. Send me." Send me. And that's been my words and actions and petition to our bishop. Send me. And he sent me to you. I must choose it, and so must you. Being a parishioner comes from deep inside me. I've learned just how profound a membership it is. And gradually we come to love our parish. I hunger for God. I'm filled here. I need to be in my parish with you. I return to our parish to be fed and restored in my faith and my love, and I fulfill my obligations to God here in my parish community. I serve God in the church, mostly here in my parish. I do have responsibilities in the diocese, but this is home. As each of us matures in faith, we mature in membership. We tell God, "Here I am, Lord. You can count on me. I don't want to be invisible to the community or to you. You can count on me." We can say to the parish, "Here I am. I'm here. Hey, I'm here. You can count on me." Parishioners cannot be secret. You can't come in and hide. We don't put up screens to hide behind when people come in. Parishioners are not simply observers. You don't hide from God sitting in the last row or standing behind the pillars. And as we grow in faith, our spirit cries out. We're hungry for God. And when we encounter Him with the rest of the community, we're able to say, "Hallelujah! Amen! Hallelujah! And we love and praise God together in our parish. And we thank God together for the many gifts that He's showered upon us together in our parish. We learn from God through His Word, from the liturgy of the Word. In our parish, we receive His Son in the body and blood from the altar together. And our sins are forgiven together. God has a plan for us. And His plan is to seek salvation together, not individually. Remember the old story about, am I my brother's keeper? Well, yes, I am. Yes, I am. A parishioner is a fully initiated member of the church who says to his community, here I am. Not, here I am. Here I am. I belong here. I may be new, but I want you to know I'm here. I will not hide. I will not run. I need to grow here. You can count on me. And we welcome strangers. I invite you to examine your own presence, your own membership in the parish. In what ways do you perhaps need to mature in your relationship with the parish and the body of the parish, the service of the parish? And can you say, honestly, can you say, here I am? You can count on me.